Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mailbag Monday, where we take some time and answer the many questions you guys have sent in. And we've been going through a lot of them. So let's just jump in and see what we've got today.
Okay, Joe. I'm 24 years old and would love it if you had any advice on how to find your purpose in life. At this point in life, I am unsure of just about everything. If it's a fear thing, I'm not aware of it. I just don't have any firm direction. Sorry for such a vague question, but that's how I feel.
I got a great answer. When I was a school administrator, we would take the incoming class every year, the first week of school, and we would give them the first week. We'd take the junior high through the 12th grade. We'd put them in a room, and I'd spend all day with them. Talk to them, we'd eat lunch, and we'd talk to them again before they went home. And what we're doing, we gave them three tests. Gave them an unemployment test, an academic skills test out of Fort Worth, and a test from Discover Your God-Given Gifts by Don and Katie Fortune, Chosen Books. That is the greatest book I've ever seen on trying to find out what am I good at. Discover Your God-Given Gifts. These are professional educators from California, great spirit-filled Christians. They know what they're doing. They're retired. They're in Florida now. They do these seminars all over the country. But they have it in a book form, Discover Your God-Given Gifts. So get that book. Just go to the middle, and the whole book's good, but just go to the middle section. It takes about 30 minutes. Answer the seven sections in the middle, all the questions, and there's no wrong answer. You can, one through four, is this you? And by the end, they'll have a summation based on your test, what you've answered. This is probably what you'll be good at. The back of the book has hundreds of vocations. What you'll do, you just narrow it down to your top 12. What's your top 12 high scores? You're probably going to end up getting a job in one of those 12 areas. I've done it as an administrator, as a father, as a parent. Greatest book I've ever read on trying to answer this question. What am I good at? Take a test. It's good.
You know, when I was traveling for years and working with teenagers, I'd always say to them, and it doesn't matter if you're 80 or if you're 13, you can say to most 99% of the crowd, what is God's plan for your life?
Most
of them will say, I don't know.
I don't know.
And I always say, well, what if I could tell you? I know what it is. And they'd say, okay.
Yeah.
I'd say,
Can you tell me?
Yeah. Well, the Bible says we all have one mandate, and that is to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Okay, knowing that, that's what we are supposed to be doing. What do you love to do? Because that's how you're supposed to do it,
through what you love. That's good.
You know, and if you love sports, well, then God's going to give you some inroads to that as you get involved in that. If you love music, there's a lot of musical ways that you can serve God and help spread the gospel. But knowing, so we know what our purpose is by that scripture.
That's good.
But so how do we fulfill that purpose?
Well, I used to tell people, if you hate going to work, there's a problem. No human should hate going to work. You should love what you do. I remember when I was working as a janitor, I loved what I did as a janitor. When I was working a machine in a big manufacturing plant, I loved my job, every job. When I became a lab technician, I loved that job. When I became an engineer, I loved that job. When I became a school administrator, I loved that job. I loved going to work. And so work's a good word. It's a four-letter word. It's not a cuss word. If you hate going to work, there's a problem. So find out what you like doing and try to meander your way toward that direction. Because God's going to open doors. God's going to open doors nobody can shut. And so, but if you're not looking, no door opens.
And I will say, encouraging to people that have small children, it's part of our job as parents to help to guide our kids to help fulfill the call of God on their life.
Yes.
For example, my son is a musician. I was walking through the living room one day, and I hear somebody playing Elton John on the piano. I'm like, who's that? It's me. He's like 12. I go, where'd you learn that? And he said, I just picked it out. And he plays the drums and the guitar. If I hadn't given him opportunity, lessons and encouraged him to start a little band and do all this stuff, I would have missed out as a parent on what part of mine. And he would have probably had a more difficult time as an adult.
Yeah, because most adults do right the opposite of what Angel did. Well, you got to put that stupid stuff away and get a real job. Get a real job. Well, what is a real job? It should be the one you like doing. Because if you hate going to work, you're probably not going to make a lot of money at it. Somebody's bitch going to fire you. Nobody likes working with you because you're a grump all day. So that's a short answer.
You guys think
I just got to say that if my mom heard me playing Elton John on the piano,
yeah,
I'd have got knocked to the floor.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd be sleeping in the closet.
I just grew up in that real serious. Well, it's just, I'm just playing something I heard. Really? Is that a secular song? Where did you hear that? I don't know. Maybe you know who it is, but who has said that if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life.
I didn't say it, but it's real good.
Yeah, I know just recently that Richard Branson guy, Virgin Atlantic guy.
Yep.
He just said that, repeated it, and it's true. I mean, I say there's very few times in my life where, man, I didn't mind going to work at all.
I know.
I mean, I enjoy going to work.
I know.
Maybe in a couple little times, very short seasons in my life, did I not enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I always have. So it's, you know.
Great.
It doesn't seem like work. And you'll work harder than most people because it's something you love. And it'll be
you'll show up early, stay a little later, work better than everybody else, and get paid more money.
But that's the greatest answer, though, that the thing about we know what our purpose is, how are we going to about achieving that purpose and doing it with something that we love?
Because if you look at it from that way, then it's like, okay, that takes the pressure off. Mm-hmm. So now, and then you'll start, it gets easier to find, but by the way, though, I have had several jobs that I really didn't like, and it felt a lot like work.
It's a meandering river.
Yes. All right. We just became aware of some of the radical things our local school is teaching our preteens in our local school. We just went to a school board meeting, and they're not listening to the parents. What are our options? In the case of homeschooling, do the parents have to understand everything they're going to teach their kids? Neither my husband nor I were great students ourselves. We are heartsick about sending our kids back into the mess that some of our school teachers and board members have created. And then separately, would you send your kids to a public school in this current social climate? I can tell you I wouldn't.
That's a separate question. I don't think I could either.
No, I wouldn't. You have three options every year when I was a school administrator at a private school. The first week of school, on Monday night, we had a Christian school seminar. It was a private school. So this is what this school can do for you, and this is what this school cannot do for you. We're not God. This is not a church. This is a private school. On Tuesday night, we had a public school seminar. Here's what the public school can do for your kids. Here's what they cannot do for your kids. And then on Thursday night, we had a homeschool seminar. If you're going to homeschool, here's what you can do and here's what you cannot do. We just presented the three options. People would challenge me all the time, what do you believe in? I believe in education. Mm-hmm. And I had one mother show up. She said, listen, I'm a single parent with five kids. I can't afford private school. She said, no, ma'am, you can't. Well, you have any scholarship? No, ma'am, we don't have any scholarship. We're not in the scholarship business. We're in the education business. What am I going to do? Well, you're going to put your kids in public school. You got to work. You can't homeschool them. You got to get a job to feed all this bunch. And so God will be where you're at. So you'll have favor. God will give you divine favor wherever you have to go. And so, but if you're given an option, there are options in America, and you have to choose which one works best for you because everybody's in a different situation. So know the three options, and you can start believing God for a better option. What are you going to do? Well, I've got them in this or in a public school. I don't like that. Well, you need to start believing God. He's not Santa Claus. He didn't come down a chimney. But God will answer your prayer.
Well, and I tried homeschooling. I was horrible at it. Every afternoon, I'd just say, forget it. Let's go to the mall and learn about economics.
That'd totally be me.
It's and so I was awful at it. But what I found, if you get into that community, there'll be some really good homeschoolers.
Yes.
And you can work out some maybe trade. I'm not good at this. Maybe you could take my kid for that, and I'll take him for PE. But there's some options. There's co-ops you don't know about.
There's things you don't know about until you get into it. So you just got to start moving that direction.
I could do the dodgeball thing. I could teach kids dodgeball.
Yeah.
That would be, about as far as I guess. I was a terrible student.
Great sport.
I brought a report card home once with
it is a
three F's and a D.
I don't want to go back to those days.
And I was just sick because I knew they were going to ask for where's your report card? And I'm like, I could go throw up in the other room. It was that bad. I handed it to my dad. Let's put it the next 9 weeks, I had straight A's.
Oh, by his response?
Yes, by my dad's response. All he did was speak to me, I want you to do better. And magically, I got straight A's.
That's the story. I don't believe that at all.
Yeah.
That was back in the day.
My dad had a paddle that he put hole. He drilled holes in it.
Yeah, so the air would not restrict it.
It would not restrict it, and it would whistle when it went through the air. You hear it coming, man. It's like a dive bomber.
Yeah.
Well, I had some rough school experiences because teachers went on strike one year, and we moved. I went to 13 different schools. So
13?
Yeah.
It was, before she got out of the 12th grade.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. I hated school, hated school. But one time I decided I got real bad grades, and I decided to change all the F's to B's.
Did it work?
Oh, no.
Be sure your sin will find you out.
Kids, seriously, that's how dumb we are when we're kids. It's like, I'll just make a B out of it. They'll never know.
They'll never know.
The teacher's never going to call and say,
I'm so smart.
Say anything.
I'm the third grade. I'm smarter than
everybody. My dad looked at it and he goes, really? You're going to try to con a con man?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So anyway. Listen, it's a serious situation.
It is.
Very serious. And just to let you know, it's not going to get any better. It's not. And so everything in the nation's changing. I mean, there's been radical changes in the last 5 years. Forget the last 40 years or 20 years or 10. In the last year, there's been radical changes. So education is a hot button, and you're gonna have to start making some choices, and you get to start believing God. What are you going to do?
And can I just add that if you've got to be in public school, be part of the PTA. Be part
Thank
of
you.
Get yourself involved. Because
Thank you.
This is the thing. I've watch the news. I try not to watch it as much as I used to just because it makes me angry because I don't feel like I could do anything about it. But, you know, nothing frustrating than for a guy anyway.
Yeah.
I think for everybody's that way. But you just present them with a whole bunch of problems and they go, but you can't do anything about it. It just make me explode. I can't take it. But like we are in a city that I think most likely doesn't have a lot of that social stuff going on where you teach a kid that to be ashamed because of their race or anything like that. I don't think we have a lot of that going on, but honestly, just because of where we're at. But just because you hear it on the national news, don't assume that your school's doing that.
That's right.
But you can find out what your kid – ask your kids. Talk to your kids. Don't be afraid because one thing the Bible teaches us is not to do stuff in fear. Don't make your decisions as a parent. Out of fear, make them out of
don't go to any public school and protest nothing.
Yeah.
Like Mike said, show up, volunteer, be a homeroom mother, go on a field trip, take snacks, you know.
Put your ear to the ground and figure out what's going on, and then you can
be
make
a blessing.
A real decision. Yeah.
If you do that, they'll ask you what you think. You don't have to tell them, hey, what do you think? Well, I think it'd be a good idea if we did this. And I think it'd be a good idea if, you know, kind of check the library out, make sure we don't have that bad stuff. And they'll ask you, and they'll probably do what you say.
Yeah, every kid is different. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, I have a brother. We all went to public school. I have one brother that sailed through, no problems at all. And I had another brother that got in with a bad crowd and started drugs at 13 and still at 50 is on drugs. So it just depends on who you're hanging around is what I would be watching the most.
Yeah.
As well as the social thing. Because you can have a strong teaching at home that they can go against what they're seeing at school if you don't have an option.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the people they hang around is who they're going to become.
Well, the Jewish kids during the Roman occupation sent their kids to what we call public school back then. So the Jewish kids are going to Roman schools, learn about Roman gods, Roman religion. And if you read Josephus, meaning the books that were written at that time, they didn't mind because they knew. A Jewish parent said, my kids know the truth so well, we'll learn all about your stupid gods. We'll learn it. We'll make an A on the test. But we don't believe it. But we'll learn. If you need us to learn that, we'll learn that. But we don't believe it. And so they didn't throw opposition. They just went through, what do you need us to do? We'll do it. So, you know, when Daniel went into captivity, I learned about your Chaldean religion. I learned about your Chaldean gods, but I won't eat your Chaldean food. There's certain things you just have a standard to. But the rest of it's just not, it's not a heaven or hell issue. So don't get bent out of shape about stuff. And don't, what Mike said, don't go down and picket and protest. Show up, volunteer, and be a blessing. They'll ask you what you think.
Or run for school board.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, if you can get on the board, you'll, or at least if you know someone on the board, at least you'll know what's happening then.
And that's don't what talk much. Two ears, one mouth, just smile a lot.
Yeah, anyway. All right, guys, that makes that complete for this week. Thank you so much.
It's too quick. It's greased banana peel. It's like a wet bar of soap, man. That's just too fast.
Okay.
Man, they shouldn't be over. That's just too fast.
Anyway,
we need to extend this thing.
Okay, well, we love you guys, and we'll see you next Monday.
God bless, guys. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.